in our Tales from the Crypt segment. It's a pleasure to welcome the CEO and a founder, ICO, offering 5-star rating, DDF. How are you, Michael Markovici?
I'm good, thank you.
I wonder if you wouldn't mind telling us a bit about your background and what led you to this exciting moment with your big ICO.
Yeah, so I started out in the digital world a long time ago. I was the latest. I had a big sales organization on Amazon and eBay starting in 1998 or 97. Until 2005, and then after that, I actually got interested in the domain world, and I started to invest in domain names and to purchase domains and register domains, and I turned it into a, first what I would call just a group of people who helped me come up with more financing, and then it grew even bigger within some months, and I actually made a mutual fund to invest in domain names. And that was in 2010. Started slightly, I personally also became interested in cryptocurrencies, I believe, in 2012. And I started to, in fractions only, to invest with the fund also in cryptocurrency. But now we are rebranding and we are actually changing our focus from domain names also into cryptocurrencies. And perhaps also other digital assets. And yeah, so this is where we are now. And tomorrow the ICO starts, and well, let's see.
Just for our listeners, domain names can be quite lucrative, according to their literature here, from anywhere from $500,000 to $2 million or more. Plus, I think what will really capture the attention of our listeners today, you're investing into cryptocurrencies. There aren't too many avenues for cryptocurrency hedge funds. We expect that space to fill up, you know, in the next year or two heavily. So that puts you two at the forefront of this. And can you tell us more about what type of cryptocurrencies you're interested in?
Generally, yeah, we want to invest into ICOs, into existing ones or upcoming ones. I want to mention that before I started out on eBay and then Amazon selling, my first venture was actually, I was an analyst for stocks. I also published here in Austria and in Europe a pretty big journal, a newsletter for stocks. We applied in order to find out which ICOs are good and which are not. The basic business research. I mean, research on like you would do it on a stock. I think what happens, people start to analyze more deeply these ICOs. Many people look at the technology and the vision. Great, and there are great projects out there. However, I think what we plan to do is actually to really take a careful look at the team and at ability to execute actually the plan and to make money with the capital that has been raised. I'm not sure that every time the capital raised matches the business plan. I think this is where we can, besides domain names, which is something we do for many years, we can bring something to the table.
Evidently, your token holders receive their dividends through a smart contract, an Ether payment. Very interesting concept. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, I mean, usually in investment funds, the model that you find is actually that you go through, you invest in a fund, and then afterwards you redeem your investment. That's actually the normal way to do it. It's a little bit complex why we have chosen this model. The first reason, to be honest, why we've chosen it is because we are a registered company and it will not be possible to sell actual shares within an ICO because we cannot put these people in the shareholder book. So we find the best other way to do it is to sell participatory rights to the assets and the earnings, and instead of redeeming, which is again a complex process to build up within the Ethereum network, we've chosen the dividend model. Also, we have chosen it because in many of the projects that are out there, you might not have any earnings for a very long time. Now, we are a fund. We don't go ahead and we develop something for the next 5 years and then maybe there's some money. We take the money, we put it to work immediately, and we want the investors to feel that also too, so that they have earnings all the time.
And I like the fact that you're eliminating a lot of the waste and distributing net profits.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be very different than in the other startup areas. So basically, unfortunately, 8 of 10 projects will probably disappear within a short time. But that's normal in this business. And the other two will probably perform great. Now, our proposition is to say, okay, well, nobody has the time to look at so many ICOs. We put together a team and we just try our best and put our skills to work to find the best ones. Well, we'll also have some losers. There's no doubt about it. But on average, I guess with good research, we'll be able to spot the good ones. And then the average return should, and I think will, be much better. The fund has a management fee of 2.5%. And then after a hurdle of 5%, there is a performance fee, which is somewhere between 2 and 15% if we really manage to have very, very high earnings. So the way it works is from the earnings, from the net profit, we distribute 50% via the smart contract back to the investors. And from the other 50%, we will take the management fee and we'll take the incentive fee, and the rest will be added to the capital and will be reinvested.
Are there any particular directions, themes that you see DDF headed in the future? For instance, decentralized blockchains?
There's two levels of investment here. One is, okay, we have chosen already some asset classes, domain names, cryptocurrencies, so the classic, more current currency type of blockchain-based technologies. And then the ICOs, which is more company-wise or, you know, like more specific type. One idea is to, okay, pick the best ones out of those. However, our goal is also to not to stop it there, but there's another level where, I mean, we haven't, you know, ICOs is not completely new, but it's quite a new development, and who knows what's coming up in a year or two. So we don't even want, so that's why we also said, okay, it's domain names, it's digital assets. There will be something after crypto. Whatever. I mean, this is not the end of technological development. There will be new technology coming up that we don't know now, and we have no idea of it now, but we want to be part of that too. And then it's actually, just to wrap it up, I mean, for the last years, because we had this fund and we were bound to the old memorandum, we were not able to invest in anything else, and we found it actually, it was annoying to us, and so that's why the new strategy really is to say, okay, we know about digital assets, and here we go. We'll try our best to find the most interesting ones in the future also.
Do you see this ICO model as a process that will remain outside the purview of legislation?
First of all, there will be jurisdictions that are going to find ways to implement it in their current frameworks, and they, because they want to collect taxes, obviously, and they'll say, okay, good, let people do ICOs, and we'll regulate it. However, I mean, there are a lot of countries in the world, and for sure, there will be always this, I believe, there will be always both, like regulated ICOs, and then unregulated ones. And I really don't want to judge which one of them is better or worse. If it's a good team, if there's a clear execution plan and the vision and the technology and everything, I don't care. Because you can be dishonest, you can be highly regulated and completely dishonest, or fail completely technology-wise, and the other way around. So I think it's going to stay. This is, I have been in the finance industry now for 30 years, and it's so crazy regulated. It's regulated to death. And ICOs show that there is a need to cut out a lot of the regulation and also a lot of the middlemen. And there will be failures and problems, but I think it will stay. I think it's a fantastic model to get financing for new projects.
Michael Markovici, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us on a busy day where I know you're already answering questions from all kinds of interested parties. Can you tell people a bit more so we can direct their web browsers to DDF and what they'll find, maybe even help them participate in the ICO?
Sure. I must say I cannot make any advice, but if you just go to digitaldeveloperfund.com, you will find the detailed information on the ICO and how to participate. Main thing I can tell you is just start tomorrow at 10 a.m. my time, which is European time. So it will be a little bit later in the U.S. or South America and in other areas earlier. Be aware of scams because there's a lot of news, a lot of people sending out emails that advise people that or suggest that they can get the coins for cheaper in some other places. So this is not happening. Everybody gets the same price. Just use the right Ether wallet. Don't use any wallet from an exchange. If you choose to do that, so you find everything on the website.
Okay, Michael Markovici, we thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Okay.